Okay, about that. A couple of horas from yesterday, Shia. First, I found the Balamon Ramban in the Sefer Shabbos. And the Sukkot, no. The one I couldn't find in Sukkot, something wrong with Sefer. From Rabbi Leakin. And it was correctly reported that the Balamor thinks that Tchelet and Lavan and Ma'akvin says that. However, what I said may still have validity, because the Balamor is not so sure. Balamor says, page Yud Beis Amud Aleph and Dapei Harif, says, "Heavy odeh shadatenu nota shatchelas makevus talavan." Shatenu nota, and explains exactly why. So that nota means, I think, I'm not 100% sure. Seems to it would appear. So the Ramban quotes this lashon from the. From the Balamor, he refutes the proof that he have. We're not up to the sugya. The mitzvah shem after he finishes ma'amar kaimus and siman ches, we'll go back to learn a little bit more. I'll say to the first two blocks of Perek Atchelus. I was wanting to get into the walk of Mark and start right there. Atchelus, the first lamas ches and lamas ches. Anyway, so in the course of a discussion. Of the Balamor, he writes as follows: "Ukvar kibal no eduso shekol yoma potar atzma min atzitis kidvarev halolim. Or avos kadmonim imosa gaonim nagul lotsu betzitis betal." What's this man? He never put on tzitis. So it bothered me a little bit. If he said 100% sure, finished. Why should I waste my time? It cost me money. It cost me $10 to buy, even on the SOY sale, it cost me $10 to buy a pair of sisters. And why should I waste $10? But Moses is not paying a nota. The mail is Shabbos, so I mean, Machmir. All right. We can talk about that. Well, maybe we'll come to it. But during the week, what? You have nothing to lose. That's what I was thinking when I said yesterday. Maybe he held it with a Shash Issa. Okay, but I do stand corrected. He does mention it's in Shabbos on the Sukkah, and he does talk about Makar Zez. So we'll come back to this a little bit later. Okay, your Beis Manal. That's Ha'or number one. Thank you. Ha'or number two. I mentioned yesterday the question of the two Talais from the Sukkah of Ein Mavir and Alamitzvah. Please open your Gemara Menachos. So the Kachin part. Yaakov told me the place elsewhere in the Shas, but I found one of Menachos too. Samach Dalet Amud Beis. So we'll say we touched at least a tad of kachim, a mashu, mamash a mashu, in the sugya of deciding where exactly what he refers to. Mishnah says you bring the mitzvah Omer and Akarav. Why? Because they're mavirin ala mitzvahs. The Tosfos quotes the sugya in Masechet Zevachim and the sugya in Masechet Yuma, which where do you put the dam, which particular you sow. Towards the end of the Tosfos they say, "Oshayach and mavirin ala mitzvahs elak sheish shtei mitzvahs lefonav gishem mitzvah b'menorah mitzvahs kona sheinadua beichon yaskel or notul men Akarav." Now the kvar makom hashvichas shirayim lo kavu mehaytaima kedod the golik kvar behedjim, and it says on the side I interpret the Megillah of Hamid Beis. That's the one I quoted. Tosfos Megillah of Hamid Beis says Tosfos is wrong, and Tosfos Zevachim is wrong, and Yuma is wrong. The whole machlokas apparently what I was discussing, the machlokas between the Birchei Yosef and the Blue Book and the Sefer Hatzitzis, seems to be the machlokas 2 days in Tosfos. Whether you apply Megillah in such a circumstance. And who am I in Achriya between 2 days and Tarsus? So maybe really you should supply maybe on Mitzvahs. I don't know. That's why I was mentioning yesterday about the Talos there. But then Liad asked me a different question. It's because of Melvin Avraham, and he tries to prove that his point about him Avirin, but, you know, if you have the Talos in the bag, you can just ignore it. He brings the Raya from Kuf Samaches, correct? From Kuf Samaches, which talks about two kinds of bread. I mean, if you notice that, Motoy Tishuav, unbelievable. At first, there was white bread and holy bread. I never saw two kinds of bread. Lecha Mishnah, that. And then, instead of Lava Malka, I gave him the Lecha Mishnah from Motoy Tishuav. So, a tough decision. Tough decision to make. What do you have? Do you take white bread or you take holy bread? I would say, what do you mean? They put a bowl of bread on the table, so whichever's closer to you, you take that kind of a bread. Says the Mishnah, no. You like white bread, you take white bread. You like holy bread, take holy bread. You know, the sugars of mitzvah come in into the Kiyat HaPas. Others, not just Tamar, Abichas, and then Tamar, it has to do with the Yonam of mitzvah. Fine, Chavilas comes in, whatever. So long enough wrong, so you see that if you are interested in white bread, the fact that the whole wheat is close is irrelevant. So too, in our Yonam. So the answer said, if that's the case, if I have two talasim, I have a Shabbos house and a weekday talas. I'm only interested in the Shabbos talas on Shabbos. So who cares if the weekday talas is on top? So it's an aura. So I responded by saying as follows, that depends what kind of, what do you mean you want? If you, it's an expression of tam varech endless vakech. So they have different likes and dislikes when it comes to food. I like white bread, you like holy bread. We're not going to convince each other who's right. Different likes and dislikes. And I'm a chuyif to ignore your personal likes and dislikes in food because of a mavirin. That's not talking about a mavirin. Whatever I want to eat, I'm going to eat this one. I'm not going to have the other one. I'm going to have two kinds of bread. So therefore, I'm going to just skip right over it. However, when it comes to a talis, I thought there are two talis in there. This talis is kosher. That talis is kosher. This talis is white. That talis is white. There's an Indian post who say, Shri Miyaka the Shabbat the Gatalis for Chavit Shabbat. It's not at all clear, by the way, the person that has the choice of which is the better talis, which one he should make. Many posts say the weekly talis should be better, because you use it more often. It's not so posh as, you know, you think Shabbat. It's all trouble. What do you bury a person in the Shabbat talis or the weekday talis? I'm not talking about that too much now, but it all comes as the post can talk about it. In any event, so therefore you're governed by halacha. You don't care one talis. You're not eating the talis, not avoid bread and bread. You're just putting it on. So you should be governed by halacha. So the halacha, they might be another mitzvah. So I want the bottom one. That's what I thought is a possible, what? You mean by Mason? I said, Machloik, he brought it not to, it was a Tayshish. Okay. I don't know what that was a possible thing is going to have some of them, the Mason is going to have unpossible. I don't know exactly what they're doing. Yeah, it's all they're using at all. But that's not a topic right now. Okay, that's all Haaretz for yesterday this year. Now on both sides, we talk about Antifa. So today, a Truma Sedeshin, where things, that's where the action starts, basically. It's a quote, a good part of it. The Simon Man, hey, I have it on my desk. Truma Sedeshin. It's a loose safer. He says that, you know, they had a concept of Atifa of not only the body, thank you, but also the head. And in order to prove it, he quotes the Gemara. I put on the Mamma. Okay? The Gemara describes here on Daf Mem Aleph from Aleph on the second line, Rosho. So the fact that the Gemara speaks in terms of Rosho Verubo indicates that the Truma Sedeshen, because the normal way of Atifa Bismana Gemara was to cover the body and to cover the head. Nonetheless, despite that fact, we have no right to assume that a garment which is used exclusively to cover the body and not to cover the head is potter. No, we have no right to say that. Why? This is, for those who want to look it up, it's the top line of the second column of the Shuva, page 20. He says, the Itaf Lok Sivavala Ramiza Baraita. They had a minig. They used to take the same garment to cover their body, to cover their head. But not that it's a sine qua non, and it has to be that way, and if not, they have no, there's no chiyuv. Not true, he says. They have no right to make this a statement. As long as it covers the body, it's sufficient. It's enough. It's enough. So, what do you do? Enough else, what do you do? Since there were those, apparently, who insisted on Atifas HaRosh. It's very possible you do a simple trick. What do you do? This is false. So b'shat brocha yatzpenu al rosho v'yachshilenu l'achor v'yamor al kemutah l'pachos k'day hiluch dalet amet. Achakachim shechenu mi al rosho l'fonav sh'yev nitzle b'tzavor. That's what we do. And chegazim b'vorach shabu l'satei. Sh'rei n'satei po. K'mo yorotli l'fshitenu l'gami l'achash ha'shoh o holach mo dalet amet. Hoyer ha'shoi. Last time I heard, where did Dalai Lama come from? What shaykh is Dalai Lama over here? Who brought in Dalai Lama? I mean, we love Dalai Lama, it's the Shabbos, and a lot of the places. What did they do with it? Kinyonim? Who brought Dalai Lama to this picture? I'm just curious, is this the first source? Earliest source? Where's Dalai Lama? A shaykh is a citizen. Anybody know? Just my own. Yes, the Shulchanach was, Dalai Lama. Kilos Lama, yeah? Pushing go Dalai Lama without his head covered. We'll get to that later. That's not so simple, that's really true even. But, could be. That's interesting. Not really a thing. Yeah?
That
we know it's one broken. More talks about in case of Meirah Gulayim, also Dalai Lama's field of the field. All these, I know that Dalai Lama I didn't mean to say that I only recognize Dalai Lama's, I don't recognize Hiluch Dalai Lama's, but that's not my question. I recognize Hiluch Dalai Lama's in certain contexts, but I don't know that it should be relevant to the halachas of Titus. So maybe someone could just research a little further and find out exactly where it comes from. Is the Chumash the first source, or is it coming from earlier? I don't know, I'm not sure. Okay, anyway, so look, after that, I can take it off, so if I take it off my head, put it on my shoulder, so it's no worse than taking it off and putting it back in the bag. So you can't have any sinus. This is what the Chumash says, the compromise. He thinks Atimus Rosh is not really a requirement whatsoever. And there are these mitzvahs apparently. Okay, so put it on your head for Dalai Lama's, and then you can put it on your shoulders. You mean somehow taking away from the mitzvah? It's a bit of a wild idea. He says, you know, the Ika mitzvah, Tisnai mitzvah chiyuvis, so the Ika mitzvah is the first four amas, and if that's why, although the Shulchan Aruch says, you're supposed to stand up when you put on the tzitzis. You don't find it anywhere. You have to stand up the whole time your tzitzis are on. That'd be a wapa chiddush. Stand up for mitzvahs. Stand up when you have tzitzis on. The talis, at least talis gadol on. New chumra of the century. Stand up for whenever you have the talis gadol on. So he says, why not? He says, when it comes to tkiya shofar, the mitzvah to stand up, we don't just stand up the first tkiya, we stand up the whole tkiya. We even stand up the tkiya to mu'umah, which is what we call the later ones. So why don't we sit down? Because it's all a mitzvah. So tzitzis is the same thing. No, tzitzis is different than tzitzis. That's what the Trumas HaDeshen said. It's not a chovas aguf. You put ourselves into the chiyuv, and therefore, the smallest amount of time, you're ready to yot. Ad kan, Trumas HaDeshen, Simen Memhei. Notice, nowhere in this discussion, the whole Simen Memhei, is any mention made of what we called yesterday, at the end of the year, Atifas Yishmaelim. Nothing to do with Atifas Yishmaelim at all. That's the Redenic of maybe not only Nukhus Havel. But he's talking about Atifa as such. The Satek means, at least ideally, the Guf and the Rosh. Guf and the Rosh. Why is it nothing to do with the Atifa Yishmael? That's what the Beis Yosef already says. That there's Al Safam Yate. Different story. It's the Satek Bechlam. That's a special unique Nevi Mitzorah, which is when Torah comes to Havelis. More question, Mesech Namoy Kotten. There's no concept of Atifa Yishmael at all. It's one of the two Mitzvahs. Only Atifas HaRosh. Shine. And the Shulchan Aruch is quoted this way. this is the case, Rabbi Oser. It would seem to me that this shir dal ramis, whatever it is not a shir in ativa tishmeilim dal ramis. If you need an ativa tishmeilim, that's in order to make the bracha of this atif particular, where they want to have the maximum ativa, not even for a split second. The idea of permanence or some semblance of permanence that the hilaf dal ramis implies, l'chora would only be in the din of ativa sarosh. That's been in the mitzvah itself. That's been in the nusach habracha. So it seemed to me that when people make a bracha on the talis and they do ativa tishmeilim, not everybody holds it there. It's different people. Different. Some people hold it there for a long time and they say all kinds of psukim, and others it's whoop whoop. You know, and need perhaps even less than kidei yilech dal ramis. But l'chora, as long as the talis is over the head for kidei yilech dal ramis, and there's a millisecond of Ativa Tishmeilim, the Chara should be good enough. So in the Sefer Tzitzit, he says, it sounds like he's saying, you have to have the Ativa Tishmeilim for the Hilaf Dal Ramis. I didn't see that. Putting together two different things, I thought. Yes? How much is it? Oh, how much is it? So this Sefer is everything. Well, do the math. You already did the math before. Now, what did we come up with? We had what? Hilaf Mea Amas was what? It was less, it was 167. Of a second, of a minute, 1/67th of an hour. I'm sorry, 1/67th of an hour is a hilach of what? Of a meam, to divide that by 25. Yes, 50 something divided by 25. I made a chesed came out to 2.2 seconds. Okay, you have enough an NBA to have it down to the, you know, at the end. A new clock, 2.2 seconds. All right. So that's all you really need. He says between 2 and 3 seconds, depending on what sheet you have with the rabbi in the time, with the meal, with the... So as long as... I made a cheshvin that you're doing ativa tishmeilim, you can't get the talus off your head in less than 2.2 seconds. Unless you're really, really quick. Maybe Michael Jordan actually could do it. He goes up and down the court very fast. But if you take the talus over your head and go like this and bring it back, so just... up and back, it takes 2.2 seconds till you get it off your head, the time it went on your head. So if I'm right, it's probably impossible for someone to do even the briefest of Ativa Tishmeilim to do it less than because they hear the sound. Think, you want to time me tomorrow, guys, with your stopwatch? You have a tenth of a second? Somebody's on the watch. Yes? Good. So tomorrow maybe you'll time me and you'll put on film and they'll have it in the corner and at the bottom there to have how many seconds I have to go, you know? The closer I'll get to the NBA. So the that's the way how to handle these kind of things. Okay. Good. Right there. But Atifa's Gufa you certainly need. The Tilba Atifa Sarosh. Let's open out to the Mukayo, say for both sides. We discussed this issue as a primary source. The Mukayo. Okay. The Akshav Nishal on Levi, you know, from the days. Mitzvah Sittus in my Tifa, my Kevitz, for him lav. Yeshvin Eri Shona Shamru, Ken Mitzvah Atalas Kayemet, Elevatifa Sarosh, the Chasbo Rosh of the Gufo, or Rubo. I said, the Chasbo. We already saw this echoed in the Truma Tadesh. Ula de Vrei men mitzvah tzitzis be'elo atalisus kaktana shenogu lulbosh berov amalchios. Because it doesn't cover the head. It's only going covering the shoulders. V'ein nirikein. U'mashay mevorachim l'sa'atez ala mitzvah min amufka. Fef shatam and v'dab ala simen hogam. Shalohoye regil lulbosh talus basar v'kavis ala talus godo. Ala mishura sadin. Look at it now. Nothing. There's no kisui, there's no ituf. You get the impression there's not considered ituf, not of the head, not even of the body. He quotes the next page. He says him in Aleph. Lav the kisui ha guf for what he was saying. He doesn't even need guf. Truma says you need goof and not Rosh. Others say you need Rosh as well. He says you need neither. El Rabbis, Kisuma, Balasei, El Sugya. Fine. Hey, look at his proof. Very amatal is shakot in the skasel rosh of rubo. Godel yotzev of the godel yotzev baroi. She chayevet umistama einba le godel kreatifas harosh v'kisiro of gufo. Elevade kedam orin. That you don't need kisiro of a guf, because if the child in the skasel rosh of rubo, the adult, the grown up, full height, average kol haolam is 6 foot. Close to it, all right. So Mamela, there's no way that he can possibly cover Rosh Avarubo with this, the little kid he uses for Rosh Avarubo. You can't even cover Rova Guf, not the Rosh, for what the kid's going to use for Rosh Avarubo. The Elevada Kedamar, the Chaim Pasha, Taminik, B'Kol Yisrael, Ki Ruban Eilam Talas Gedola, Arui Alat Apos, and Talis Ketanim, Shalom Shinosin, Shalom Miyoto, Minarisim also Luxus Lila Luxusuma Luxusha Takas and Mictor. There's a nearest Raya Barura. What's he saying? What is he saying? He's wearing Talas Kotus. Sounds like he's saying Talas Kotus, not really Itif, no Itif for Rosh, not even really considered Itif for Ovagus. Afal PK, the Yote, the Mitzvah of Titus. And that's the minute Kol Yisrael. What is that? Wow. Then of course, you know, there's always the mitzvah men amuvchar, shiye kula mu'uta for mitzvah, v'zu derech yirei ha-shamayim, l'chabe v'amitzvah, kol shkin tzitzit v'shkul k'ayu kol ha-mitzvah, v'v'lo shiye ma'akev klau. And he is. ובאלו התליסו סקטנים שנוגו, אין לברוכים לצעתף, אלא נוגו לברוך על מצוות ציסס, ואין לבטל המיניק. זה מיניק הרמו. אין לבטל המיניק. So far the impression I receive from looking at the book of Yosef is that there's really no difference from Iker Adin at all. Talas Kotten, Talas God, it's all the same thing. A mitzvah and a mitzvah, we have bigger talas, fine. There's no difference. The bracha changed? No. The bracha changed because you don't want to make a bracha list atef when there's no ituf. And then the Rabbi Yosef claims that the Talas Kotten has no ituf because it's too small for ituf. So therefore, he changed the nusach to reflect reality. But there's no real difference in every single kiyum that you have in Talas Gadol, you have in Talas Kotten as well. It's just a different mindset, so you change the nusach of bracha. That's the impression that I received anyway from reading the Nemuka Yosef. Yes? It's part of the Mitzvah Menamuka. Yeah, okay. You're saying it's better to wear Talos Gadol. Okay, Mitzvah Menamuka, fine. But it's not, the time of the Ikir Adin is not. Yes? We'll get to the details later. It's a very good question. The minig yisrael, for those who wear talus gadol, we'll talk about that also, is to make a bracha only on the gadol, not the cotton. We'll come to that soon. The darkei moshe, however, about saying simin ches, shif cotton hay, has a very remarkable passage. It's almost incredible. Haminig levarach hamitzvah tzitzit. On the talus cotton. V'atam ha-minik nirali, ki choshashu l'divrei ha-poskim, she'ein yotzim b'talas kotten kazeh. V'lachein lo mevorachin l'sateh, o l'islabish, dod avi mashma d'r afsha m'kaiman ha-mitzvah kahogen, ak mevorachim ha-shem yizborach, she'notzan lonu mitzvah tzitzit, v'av she'ein m'kaiman also achshav k'tikuno, ולכן תקלו לו שנעל דלשע אובה משמע כן נראה לי תם המיניק. Huh? I'm great. Let's all stand up now in unison and make a bracha. Asher kidushav v'sav v'tzivanu ha-mitzvah tzitzit, maybe ha-mitzvah flulov, or maybe ha-mitzvah shofar, I don't know. What's going on over here? The Boshel gave us a mitzvah, Lashon Ha, we make a bracha to thank him. I never heard of such a thing. You make a bracha and you do a mitzvah. I don't know what's going on. How do you read the Shavua? Pilei Kloyin. Moreover, what do you mean? What do you mean? He says, if you make the bracha l'sadeh, that's an achshav v'kayim and a mitzvah kehogen. If you're not doing the mitzvah kehogen, sounds like kehogen we're not doing it, but and I'm the kayim of tikkunah, but if it's something we're doing. Otherwise, if you imagine doing nothing now, I'd call it a BL. Bracha levatala. That guy makes a bracha now in on Ner Chanukah in the middle of the month of Av. Who cares that he did it? What's going on over here? No, it's not a pel. How'd you read the Rama? No, you didn't read it. You didn't get that for yet. Wasn't on the Ma'amar Karmis. It's talking mushroom. Yeah? No, you talk. How do you really understand it? Not to be understood. A pel of Otsum and Ira. So you have on my desk. The Rav Sefer, Shiurim Azech HaMamari. The Rav had a beautiful Yartzeit Shiur all about Tzitzis. Remarkable. It's an incredible Shiur. I'm not going to read you the whole Shiur. Most of it has to do with Kalayim, with Tzitzis, with Tchelet, which... not going to see the blue one. Not going to... the favorite blue. Oh. Tchelet. I'm not going to go into all the problems of the Shiur, but at least one prat I wanted to share with you. The Rav got an interesting answer to this. The Korah, unanswerable kasha against the Ramah. It's in the first volume. We have here from Naftali Palachek Tradition. Thank you very much. Page Resh Yud and Resh Yud Aleph. That's what I'm going to be reading to you, some highlights. This is the Rav says. Svei Dinim. I thought you could have guessed on your own. The Gemara has later on, you may have seen it, somebody came across it, the Machlekes with the Tzitzis is Chovas Gavra or Chovas Mona. If I have a four-corner garment in my drawer, that's what Tzitzis on or not. We pass in Chovas Gavra. So the Chorah, we pass in Chovas Gavra. Chovas Mona is just untrue. There's no Chovas Mona whatsoever. But the Rav Harifas Gedolah, he said, no, we pass in Chovas Gavra, yes. But we also accept, to some extent, Chovas Mana. Except we say, this is really a brisker formulation, that the Mana, when it's lying in the drawer, is Nishkan Mana. The garment, when it's in the drawer, it's not a garment, it's a piece of cloth, nothing. If you put the garment on your body, then your Chayav already now also betorahs Chovas Mana. It's all the question of Yom V'Layla, with Kalayma. I can't, you can sit with a tupul Neira here, and it's safe. But Hanogel in Yanenu, he says Talis Godol, Shemis Atif Mamish, Yesh Na Peulas Mitzvah Atifa Begufo, Bevorach Mis Atif, because that's the bracha on the real mitzvah that we call Chovas Gavra. Beram Betalis Kup, Sheein Mekaymen Bechovas Gavra Ladat Har Kolbo, Meshein Bemais Atifa, Rak Chovas Atalis Miskayemet, Shenikus Ksus Kasher Tachasva. Lemaisa, it's on you, even though it's not an atifa. Of ein mevarchin belamid, shenem mitzvah shebegufo, umevarchin umevarchin lamid mevarchin baal, benusach hametzayin ki mitzvah hachefta mispatzas kilchoso. Gavra chefta. He goes into a bit of a long discussion of why this is so from other contexts. That's the Ramah means. What's the Ramah? Kloma kiyim bechefta yeshno. Avachovas mitzvot shebeguf hagavra lo nitkaima. Wow. Chiddush nif. Again, it's part of a whole long pilpul which we're not going to go into now. The distinction between gavra and chefta. Chovas Mana, and all you need is Kilitza Shem Beged Bachefta. That's enough. Shadam Yelavish Talis. Today Shnikonis Achlat Ksus Shen It's Fest V'Chiyuv Zeh. So for this, you don't need any special Pulas Atifa. Talis Kotz good enough. So you have the Chovas Mana, the Chovas Gav. Interesting. It's a Chiddush. So if you want to look inside for more, here it is. Chelik. Okay. Good. Let's now put the lungs aside and get down to brass tacks. What is Ativa Dishmaelim? What is it? I saw some guys experimenting this morning in the Beit Medrash. Gewaldig. What does it mean? So there's some who say it means you take the talus and you put it down to your mouth. From the top down to your mouth. At two. Hold on. Okay. Now, it is true that the Yishma'elim may not be very sharp, I don't want to say any ethnic remarks, you know, but the Chayra, they understand well enough that if you want to walk and see where you're going, you can't cover yourself from your top of your head down to your mouth. So, when I was a child, I saw a movie called Lawrence of Arabia. So I thought he was Israel, and it's a completely different thing, nothing to do with that at all. As a postman, without seeing the movie, they already pointed out this Nakuda. I see with Israel and him is really different completely. They say the Ketosah Shulchan we have over here says this way, and the Tzitzit Sefer talks about it as well, his notes are that way, and the Chazon Ish says the way it's being quoted by Heklitz. Now it means it's solid. You take the scissors, the towels, and you cover it so it's just a little bit above the eye, be able to see. And then, the other side, you whip up from the bottom, and you throw it over, and cover the mouth, add tips. So what's left is only the eyes and the nose. You'll be able to see, and able to breathe, and the rest of your whole face is covered so the sand shouldn't get in. That's a deepest shmer. And so the Shulchan says it's a bunch of a mistake. All these Helga Yidden, they come and they figure that the firmer the better. The more I throw it down, the better. Some guy throws it, hits the floor, and, you know, throw it down more. Look at my belly button, and down to it. I'm trying to throw it down more. It's all a mistake. The Arabs don't walk that way. They went here, and then back up again. So say it's a big deal. That never bothered me, so they can do it wrong. So now the comment just threw it. It's a big deal. Never bothered me. I see what the Shem is not my case. So many of the Torah quotes the minigs to do it over here in the Chassidus. It's not Ma'akev. You're going to see what the Rosh Bechlau is not Ma'akev. It never bothered me too much. So I saw in the paper, he quotes the Chaim Kinesh, quotes the Chazon Ish. No! It's a hefsik. I'm going to bracha the tzadik b'tzitzit. And I put it down and throw it down over to my belly button. What's all that? That's not a tifa. That's not normal. It's like taking the talis, taking the bracha, putting it down on the chair, and putting it on my shoulders. It's a hefsik. Maybe people knock up the bracha with the Yemen, I don't know. Just look at the lush in the tape of Tzitzit. That's when I saw this, I started getting nervous. I just thought we got to tell everybody that the right way to do it. How did I discover this the first time? I was privileged when I was in Yerushalayim as a youngster. My grandparents, Alei Mashalom, lived next door, wall to wall, touched with Rav Baruch Noah, who was the son of the Tosha Shulchan, Rav Ram Chaim Noah. And he was telling me, people listen to my father, my father's right, and everyone is wrong. And the Mishnah Brura, well, either he's wrong or he's misinterpreted. He doesn't want to, you know, one way or the other. Because the Mishnah Brura, when he talks about Tivus Yishmaelim over here in Simon Ches, Cotton Dalit has a statement which is a little unclear. What does it mean? He says, Mechata Rosho Batalis Achi Agia Ad Piv Umashach Kol Arba Tzitzios Tzat Smol. Sounds like he's saying the other way. You first you put it down until you're over your mouth, and then you first mashach the tzitzis, which is what many Chassidim Asher Maisa do. But the Ketos HaShulchan and the Chazon Ish, I like that. When it comes to Shiur, they can't get along. Those are the two biggest, you know, people who argued about what the Shiur, you know, every Shiur Revius and Amma. But yeah, they agree. They got together and they both come up ganging up on the Mishnah Brua and they're saying he's completely wrong. I thought that's not what the Yishmael walk that way. The Mishnah Brua lives in Raden. Didn't see any Yishmael in them. They live there in Israel. They saw Yishmael all over the place. So maybe they saw what the Yishmael looked like. But that's the day that the Pasha is that way. Yeah. Okay. Fine. Now, but let's not forget that the Nebuchadnezzar at the end of the day said, mitzvah min ha-muvchar, tikulo me'utah b'mitzvah. What does that mean, kulo? Kulo means kol ha-rosh, including rosh, or maybe he just means gufo. I read the Nebuchadnezzar, it means gufo. It didn't say anything about rosh b'miyuchah. Today's Yosef, however, in Simon Chet, when the flame shot in the Torah says, at the beginning of Simon Chet, the golden requires people to Shmeelim, people to Gemurah, and the Ether says you don't need that much, but you know, G'derech me'adam shemiskasim b'ksusan, v'osim emalachim, p'amim b'kisi arosh, p'amim b'gili arosh, yeah, so you don't really need it so much. And the Tur says another interesting line. U'mechaser rosho shelo yeh begili rosh. This is the Tur. So where does it come from? What's it all about? Where's it coming from? So the Beis Yosef, after a long paragraph, says, V'yevsha, Dachi Kama, Yechaser rosho be'inyin shelo yeh begili rosh mitalish shel mitzvah shetzorach sheyechaser rosho betitis L'kayim mitzvah tzitzit v'na muvchor. So presumably the Beis Yosef shot in the Mukah Yosef, that when it says mitzvah v'na muvchor means complete, full ituf, the full means rosho v'rubo, even your head. There's an Indian, a bigger Indian of ituf to cover the head as well. That's how the Beis Yosef seems to have learned shot. It doesn't quote the Mukah Yosef directly. It seems to have learned shot in the Torah, presumably based upon the upon the Mukah Yosef. The Bach says, no. The Bach says, without quoting anything, he also just says it on his own, that a person should always have his head covered with a talis. Let me quote one second. Sheroshim b'chusa b'talis ha-mitzah kol shor shelo yerega b'gili ha-rosh kol zman sh'talis olav v'cheinu niyug ha-tznuim. Whenever the talis comes on you, your head should always be covered. Yeah.
What's
into the
gufo?
Body. Trunk, yeah, upper body. That's probably your ankle. So that no one's, that would be an interesting chumrah. But I haven't heard that one yet. But he says the Bach Paskins, as long as the Minigat to do, not the Akiv, of course, should always have your head, talus, as they say in Yiddish, Ibrahim cup over your head, as long as you're wearing the talus godel. Now, there is a Minig. There is a minig to extend it from the beginning of the end to davening to the end of davening. That's the Mishnah Berurah quote. It comes from the Bar Heitev, name of the Radvaz. Okay, it's the same Sifkot, I believe. Kosev Abach, the Tzorach Sheitalas Al Rosho B'tchilas HaTzfilah V'Hatzofa. Not so. He said it all the time. If I put on my talis and I'm 5 minutes early for davening, well, I leave my talis on 10 minutes after davening to learn, I got the impression the Bach still has the talis over your head. This expression, mitzchilas ha-tfila, va'ad sofa, is a different expression from a different source that comes from the Tzar Heitzif, this is called in Gimel, name of Radvaz. I'm the Radvaz, I guess in the Radvaz.
Isn't
oh, excellent, excellent. Some only put on the talis over their Tishmon Esrei. Where does this come from? So perhaps it comes from Simon Tzadi Aleph, of all places. Not from Simon Ches. In the Simon Tzadi Aleph, which talks about the halachos of Tefillah, the Mechaber says, the Indian of Hikon. So the Mishnah Berurah, clearing some kind of quote of Zohar, you're supposed to cover your eyes. I should be closed. Brackets. Heine betalas shal mitzvah. V'chein noag and ayom lechasas rosh alei naim betalas mitzvah b'shal tzvilas yitchef prima godet. Wow. Talks here about covering their, most people I know, they don't cover that far over their eyes. So there is an Indian of covering your head during Shmona Esrei, presumably as a part of covered tzvila because of the Indian of Shmona Esrei as such. Huh? Yes, sir. What am I saying? No, speak.
I was going to say, how could they cover their eyes when they'll go over this stone?
Good question. They cover the tefillin shel rosh, and it says it's the yomim mekfa, we always open. Arizal covered it. They didn't really cover it. He covered part of it. I don't know. That Arizal must have had some system, which, you know, I think. Right. But you can't cover your eyes. Okay, the hole in the talus. I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, people don't cover that far. So, but still, Shmona Esrei is unique. It's the side. Shouldn't distract it. Yeah, the minig is, look, we all know that Shmonet is a higher level of dress. That requires more, greater dress. A person is supposed to cover himself much more for Shmonet than for other brachas. As a matter of fact, the Rav Soloveitchik, the one of the brachas had a thing, but he said you have to cover your tahed, chatchil, of course, only, with the talus during Shmonet and all other davish and b'kedushin. That was his thing. He quoted it from Rav Chaim. The Reb Chaim is to put our talus over his head for Kaddish and Baruch Hu, and then take it back down the Birchas Krishma and put it back up for Shmoneh Esrei, up and down and up and down. And what's the head? Why is it adapted down? He thought if you put your talus over your head for Birchas Krishma, it would be a violation of what the Gemara says in Baruchas. That Krishma, you can say it's standing, you can say it's sitting, you can say whatever you want. There's no special way to say Krishma. So he thought that it would require a tefillah even as a minig. During Birchas Krishma would be inappropriate. That's what the Rav said. Most of Klaisos are not so fine-tuned to these nuances. And they have a minute, they've often put it up for Kaddish, you know, for Baruch Hu, because that's already where the tefillah really starts warming up. The Rav says, say the tefillah and see Bekachu, they put on a sign for Kaddish and Baruch Hu. And they leave it on the head. Well, they take it off and on and off and on. But the Rav was always knocking to keep on for the Ol Chador HaShashat. The Rav was Shitoso. Another take it off after Kedusha. You find an average shul, every Jew a different minute, up and down and on and off. He's putting it on, he's taking it off, he's on, or he's on, he's off, he's off, he's on. Everyone's mamash is backwards. Whatever you do is good. It's a kol echad yinik shefim and hago. Yes. No. Let me read you a tour which is going to make you freak out. No, I'm serious. A tour. It's unbelievable tour. See, this tour didn't make it into the Shulchan Aruch. No one knows about this tour. It didn't, so suddenly Mechaba left it out. In Simon Samach Aleph, opened the Shulchan Aruch, the tour begins, Yikra'ena Be'ema V'yira V'chavona. And then he quotes a Medrash. He quotes a Medrash, the Medrash Rabbah. In Vayikra, in the Pasuk of Shara Kesa, apparently that's what the Beis Yosef said, because Melech Pasuk of Adam, Meshaget Progmatia Shalo, the Medina. What do they do? Kol B'nei Medina, Om Demar Ragleim, everyone's paying attention, Uporim Es Roshayim, you know, you go into a courthouse, you must remove your hat, the Koronos of Behemoth of the Year of the Rest of Aziah, and they, you know, they all take off their hats, so the baseball players, they put their hats on their hearts, and they sing a Star Spangled Banana. And we're makbid on this anthem at the volleyball tournament. We don't take off our hats, though. That we don't go that far. We're not so makbid on it. Aval Kadosh Baruch Hu Yisbarach Shmo, Omer Yisro, Kiru Kriyashma Pragmata Didi, Harlo Hitrachti Aleichem the Kros Alo Omdim. I don't bother to stand up for Kriyashma. Velo Purei Rosh. I don't insist you take off your cap to say Kriyashma. Implying that if there would be an insistence, which way would it go? Not going to take off your hat to say Krishna. You think it's a mistake, a typo? Look it up in the original source, it's there. You want to have your hat on, have your hat off. But it should be the aim of the year of arrest of the Vizier, Mirtzor. So the Rav turned it around and said, you don't want the doctor to put your talus over your head for Krishna. So you do whatever you want. It's the flip side of what the Medrash says. What about a tour in Simon Samachal? See? Ready? Anyway, so we're on both sides. Different minhagim exists for different people. And every minute is... who does Asifa Sarosh? So in Broyers, who does Avon Broyers ever in his life? No, who does Asifa Sarosh? Only the Rav. The Rav Shechter dying, maybe. I'm not even sure about the dying. I'm not even sure. The Rav Shechter told me he davened the boy, he doesn't put his talus over his head. Because it's not Dominican and the people, they have set talus. Where did it come from? So sure enough, I opened up the safe here. This has everything. So he has over here on this sieve that in Amsterdam, only the rabbi and the dayanim covered their head with a talus. That's it. So that's the meaning. I guess they're coming from Amsterdam. I mean, Frankfurt, Amsterdam is all the same. It's the German meaning of the old meaning Ashkenaz. Fine. But it's interesting that the Magen Avraham, in a sense, quotes this. Basically, Magen Avraham says the Kiddush Nafches. The Magen Avraham is in Simon, right here. I have to see it. In Simon Ches, Sivkotten Gimel. Magen Avraham says, see it together. Nafches, Yisa, the Misha, Eno, Tamas Chacham, Afilu Nasui, Lohaya, Machate, Rosham. Mefurish Magen Avraham, Bethan Mefurish Gimel, Kiddush Nafches. Hey, so the Embroider is right, but everyone's a Talmud Chacham. So you say, they don't want to make fights. He's yes, Talmud Chacham, he's not a Talmud Chacham. Take that talus off your head, you're an Amorim. Well, put a talus on, you're a Talmud Chacham, next fight. You made a low plus. There's a presumption is that the Rav and the Talmud Chacham, and that's... There was no problem. And with my name, there were no one welcome. Most people were not makers in the common. It's a major problem. So I would say it's terrible. It's the middle of the Kiyura. Except, the same as you said, when it comes to Rabbeinu Thomasville, and if everyone in the shul is covered, is wearing my talus, says, no, you are up. You're going to a shtibul where everybody is with the talus over their head. That's not a talus. I was doing whatever else. Just keeping up with the client. So I just doing what everyone else is doing. It's not considered to be medical kiyura. That's what I would say. Came there early. Yeah. Unmarried. Here's why I get angry. Unmarried. It says Mefurish Magen Avraham. Mefurish Magen Avraham. Mashu b'kiddush nefcham tes. Shebocher shelo nosa isha lo hoya mechaserosho betala tafilu tamut chacham. And it's interesting. The Mishnah Berura was selected for quotation. Please open up. Everyone has a Mishnah Berurah. I think we have two Mishnah Berurahs every person by now. Maybe that's left. You can look at two Mishnah Berurahs at the same time. One for your right eye, one for your left eye. Two Mishnah Berurahs. All right, open up, please. Same Sivkotten Dallas, same one. Masha b'gemar shabakha lohoya makata rosha b'talas hafilu Thomas Koch. He left out the other one about Thomas. I didn't say he missed it. About Thomas Koch. Let him see it. So, when I grew up, it was unheard of. I never in my life could imagine, ever, a bakha should put a talas over his head. Scandalous. I got a little bit older, so I started. Okay. Sfarim have a different rules. They're not Meshuvah Tamar and Avraham is a Mishnah Berurah. Ashkenazim? Never heard of it. Yes. We'll get to that later. But Minhag Yisrael, I'm very loath to play with Minhag Yisrael. Obviously, has a good source. Yes. Different story. Birchas Kohanim, I think, is different because there's a special need because of the fingers and all that stuff. Huh? Not a taste of it. But there's a... Look, the Magen Avraham doesn't bother quoting every Maisa Shoya in the Gemara. Huh? Yeah, Enochinami. The Sephardim, they have a minute, everybody does it. I have no time to send any Sephardim. The Sephardim have their minhagim go back hundreds of years, and those men were established, and they should follow their minhagim, no question about it. I'm coming Ashkenaz. I grew up in Adres, and I grew up in shuls. I grew up in regular shuls, and yeshivas, and shtiblach, and America, and Eritrea. I went all over. I never saw the Jews. Yes. I'm talking about shliach tzibur too. I went all over the place. When I was growing up, so the Rav wanted the bochum should cover their heads. They wanted to wear a hat. Right? So if you didn't have a hat, so he was unhappy if he davened, if he didn't want to daven. So he used to make a pshara maestro. He was a big Talmud Chacham. He said, shakos, you can daven. He said, you went to shul? He said, anything more than that, shul? Minchil Ma'ariv, he says, if you want it down for him, please put on a hat. That's his right, and every shtibel has the right to make their own rules. I know the bus and the shtibel in Harnov, not to put on a jacket and a hat. You know what else is all about? There's a right with the rigid belt. You gotta put on a garter. When in Boston, do what the Bostoners do. So I would never find one when I was in Avelis, I had a down for the Yaman in Boston. I put on a garter. Remember the first one, I fell off in the middle of my head, so I'm and I didn't put it on right. So, you gotta do what the Minigam Malcolm is, I'm not saying, but if I never saw that, they should have Bachman to cover their head with a towel. Ashik Hadashim Mikorov Bo. Recently I saw in a couple of places where they're so interested in having the Baltzvilla cover their head and they don't have hats or they don't want to wear hats for whatever reason. So they insist that he put a talus over their head. I think that's wrong. It's against the Minigam Yisrael. I don't know, go against the Minigam Yisrael. To me it's not a good idea at all. That's my view. Yeah. Again, if this minute would have existed for all times, I would have no clue with anything. I have clue with shooting in a minute. That's my own clue. I'm not against it. I have no problem with it. But since I never saw it, I'm opposed to it. I've only saw it in the last few years. And until the new minute is established, it takes me longer to stop my opposition. But maybe in 10 years from now, the whole world will have accepted this minute. So I'll be a cold carbon midbar and I'll stop and say, I'll be quiet. But so far, I'm still expressing myself in this way. Okay. Fine. The Arizal, as we said before, the Mishnah Berurah quotes is the covenant still on Shorosh, and how can it be? Only part of it, some of it. So then there's a discussion. The Mishnah Berurah quotes that in Siman Chav Zayin, even the Kesher should be Megula, based upon the Mordechai, and if you base him in Aleph. Yeah. Ro'isa Sachoroi. It's Tzvilin Sharosh, that's by the Rebbeinu Shalom. But even by where Mahu Afata, Tzvilin Sharosh should also be somewhat, the Kesher should be exposed. So of course, those who don't put the Talis different cup the whole time, so the Kesher can be exposed. When it's not, so it's another reason then not to keep your Talis over that the whole time of Davin. Fine. Let's go back at the Siman Ches in the Beit Yosef and the Shulchan Aruch. Beit Yosef and Siman Ches of Gimel quotes the Trumas Hadeshim we mentioned before. Being that Trumas Hadeshim quotes an Or Zerua. I just stopped reading. The Or Zerua talks about what we used to call when I was growing up. I'm sorry to say the word. Called the Young Israel Talus. I'm embarrassed to say that because I'm now rowing Young Israel. Those little blue and white things I used to give out, you know. He's talking about a cheapy thing, made some fake silk, I don't know what the scarf. Well said. They still have those things, blue and white, they still have them around? Yeah, they still have them in your shoe. They still have them, really? But they're out of style now. You're too young to know this, right? They still have it, yeah, they used to hang up on a little wooden bar and everyone walk in and put on the little thing and hang it around the neck. Americana, because I can distinguish, I have sharp memories of these things. So the Zeru apparently had memories of it too. He said it's no good. He said that's covering your neck. It's garnished. So much so that there were those who didn't even like the talus cut because we have them. Because, you know, it's a hole in the middle. They used to make a different kind of telescope. It covered the whole back, not in the front. I had it stay on. They made a ritzua. They made a little, string or something. And they had it like around it. And all that was in the front was the two tzitzis in the front, that's all. Because it's supposed to be mesuba, b'mitzvah, medrash. In the front you have the two tzitzis and a little string. And the whole thing hangs from the back with no hole. Or is there a quote about it? Too much attention caught up by the Beit Yosef and Simon Ches Sif Gimel. So the Truma Tadeshin said he thinks it's wrong. According to the Ozeru, that's also not easy. But there were those who tried to do the Tefantik via the Ozeru Shita, and he said it's not, it won't help. So the Beit Yosef quotes the Ozeru according to Maril, who said there are those who have a big rectangular piece, but he said one thing: you have to be careful that the show the strap should be thick. If the two thin, Asi Avira the High Gisa, Vavira the High Gisa, Umavakale. Who was here with Eruvin? Anybody remember the school from Eruvin? It wasn't that long ago. That's it, Yaakov. No one else should know. No one else should be. Alright, 36 years? Okay. So, it's a very, it's a technical Eruvin concept, and a few of them a day. It's not so partial. The Machzis HaShekel writes at the beginning of Siman Tzayin, it's a figure of speech. The person in Eruvin, that Yud says, that in this case you don't really need, there's no problem of Asi Avira. It doesn't have to be closed up, whole story. That's what he says. Just mean it shouldn't be with Suas Bialma. It should be something significant. It shouldn't be, it's with a little string. It should be a little string. But the Chazish takes it literally. Siman Beis of Cotton Tent. He takes it literally. Otherwise, it's called Omed Meruah Mishnei Tzodim, which is a shadow which is unresolved in the Sechta Erevin, and the Sharetzi and Shin Sam of Beis and Chodon Lamed is in the Supik, and therefore he says he should make sure that the shoulder, I don't use the word strap, that the shoulder, in other words, pieces, okay, should each one be bigger than the hole which separates them. When you go home tonight, you'll measure. We don't have to strip now. You have your trusty ruler?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's going to be here. You can see, if you want a bar, give it back. Measure and see what's bigger when you're telling the upper conference. Is it the hole or is it the shoulder piece? It better be the shoulder piece, otherwise... Not each one. Each one. Now, I'm not so sure that's correct, but I'm waiting for the out for the results of this poll. So tomorrow morning, everyone check in with me and let me know how it came out, and then I'll make my statement. I'm going to try a little bit... Coy. Yeah. Why what? Lift? Where is it? Ah, so then you can choke. Okay. Yeah, I can say, well, that's split to a question whether they cancel this year. Yeah, I know, it's a problem. I don't know. Okay, both sides. Hold on. I want to finish one in you, please. In the Dark Moshe, he does say one thing, a very important Yisrael, about it, very important. In Sifkot and Gimel, I asked to see two Dark Moshe, Gimel and Hay. What does it say in Gimel? Read it together, those will have a tour. He writes in Sifkot and Gimel, the nearer the Mikomakom, Torah, Lizoya, Baosan, Arba, Kanfash, Yukadolim, Sas, Shakot, and Niskasa, Barosh, and Verubo, the Lavachil, and Mikri, Beckett, Klaal, Below, Kosan, Shaosim, Osan, Tan, and Beyosir. You have to have the shear of Rosh of Arubo of a cut. That you must have, Dr. Moshe, Sif, Cotton, Gimel. Against the Noah Gimel, those who are not even doing that. I looked in the Mordechai, in Simon, Tuf, Kuf, Mem, Gimel. Got the impression that even that they made it smaller in his day. That the Rov Hamon Am made a bracha. Even on smaller ones. Zakeh Moshe quotes it. Amidah koyo after p'chusim mishir talis. He says, what's the meaning now? Kol yirei shamayim. Hada talis gadol shemitatzim bo v'shachris umavaruch and olav. V'amidak tekim lov shimod arba kafas kol hayom tachas bigdayem. Kedei shlo yehei belo tzitzis kol hayom. U'potrim asim elavaruch ala kotten. The Birchas Atalas Golo. The Rov Hamo and Ha'am, the Vorchim and Avakafet Apapi, Shem Ketana Biyosa. Nebuch. He's recording BL multiplied thousands of times of what he considers to be a Brochel of Atala, because the Rov Hamo and Ha'am would make a Brocha on Atalas Kot, which is smaller than the shear of Rosh of Arubo of Akot. Unfortunate phenomenon, says the Dark Emotion. Unfortunate phenomenon. Well, hold on. Now, why are you looking at the source? Is the Mordechai Siman Tuf, Kuf, Mem, Gimel. Please look inside. And I'm not sure the Dr. Moshe, who quotes this, is really quoting it the way, or at least the way I read it. Please open up. Give us for a minute. Page 4. What does it say there? Talk about the meaning of Ashkenaz. The meaning of Ashkenaz. What exactly was the meaning of Ashkenaz? What was their meaning? How did they do it? How did they do it? What was meaning of Ashkenaz? The Kotzer Rabbeinu Shimshon Zal. Omeli Rebbe B'Shem Rat. Keeps coming up Rat. I don't know who he is. Olsem Talisus Olsem B'Ashkenaz. And Kimin Malbush Yesh Be Sava Vechetu Lafana Vechetu Lachla Kain Kaplaria Ein Zemina Mufcha Plomika Shetachasava Riach Rosha Mashmik Tasha Tora Dachasavi the meaning of the fact that she is Tal Shakotin from the Sata Baroshu the God of Yotzavu Aroi Vechule Umashma Shetor Shiesh Olav Shem Malbush Roy Lachasavu the Cholapoch of the Cotton the similar Dover Shalom Avrokal is Ate Petitus V'chein gabei ovel atzivas harosh. Two separate things he throws in. Now, what was minhag Ashkenaz? What exactly was minhag Ashkenaz? So it's not min hamufkar. Not min hamufkar. Ideally, it should even cover the rosh, and soon it should cover the guf. And he throws in rosh shiru of a cut. So the Dake Moshe got the impression that they made in Ashkenaz, Talas Cotton, smaller than the shear of Rosh of a Rubo of a Cotton? I don't know. And that's not my impression. I thought that they made it bigger than the shear Rosh of a Rubo of a Cotton. They just didn't make it Kisri Rosh or Kisri Aguf. So that means, Divri HaMonachai, Mashmash HaMinigoy of Af B'Pusim Mishir Talas? I didn't read that in the Mordechai. Did you get that impression? I didn't get that impression. I just didn't get the impression. So, maybe look at more carefully. Tomorrow, Mr. I want to discuss at the beginning of this year, is there a chiyuv to wear a yarmulke? That'd be a long beer I grow. It's fascinating. Must you wear a yarmulke in general? While you walk on the street, when you make a bracha, all these things. You say, what kind of crazy question is that? Of course I have to wear a yarmulke. So look at the beer I grow. Thank you.